This podcast is powered by Huel.
H-U-E-L. New customers can use code BADFRIENDS for 15% off plus a free gift.
Yay!
Ciao. I'm in Italy, but this week I will be in Edmonton and Winnipeg, Canada. Come see me, Edmonton and Winnipeg. Go to AndrewSantino.com. Molto bene.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, mate. You all right, mate?
I'm all right, mate.
We're going to be coming to London and Dublin July 18th and 19th. These are the only two shows we're doing in 2025 together.
Yeah.
International boys, we're done.
If you're living in Scotland, go to London. If you're living in somewhere else, go to Scotland, you know?
Right, it's easy. If you're living in Scotland, go to England.
Yeah.
And if you're living in
Norway.
In Norway, please fly to Dublin.
Yeah. Or Poland.
And Poland. Yeah. If you're living in Poland, you probably got to come to our Polish show. We're doing one Polish sausage show.
Yeah.
We're not. July 18th and 19th. London and Dublin, go to badfriendspod.com. Badfriendspod.com.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, she returns. She has risen. It's Rudy Jules.
Yeah.
She's been away from the show for too long. She's been doing a lot of tiger belly, a lot of belly tiger, a lot of trash Tuesday.
I have an intro that I prepared.
Oh, sorry about that.
Can I?
Yeah, please.
It's going to take a couple of minutes.
Yeah, do it.
Hello, my weary travelers. My boat crashed along a seashore. And I ran into a fair, the Renaissance Fair, and I saw many things. Chalices being made, chain mails, and I also saw one school shooter. I saw a man walking a pickle.
Wow.
Yes. And I have found my people. And I have some gifts for you all, if I may. If I may?
Did you really?
Yes.
Honestly? Will you play the bird again?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
For Jules.
I'm not kidding. I love that thing.
Yeah, Jules. I bought you a...
That's a wand?
It's a wand.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
Come grab it.
Play the bird. Play the bird, bud.
Okay, sorry. There's not enough water. I got to put some more water in.
Very good.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, put some more water.
Whoa. Needs water. Oh, King.
What is that?
King, I got you Voldemort's wand.
God bless. Oh. Blow the bird.
Okay. Thank you. Here.
Thank you.
And then,
dude,
for my friend Karloff.
Oh,
come please.
Blow the bird.
Oh, again. Here's a one for you, my friend.
Wow.
Here you go. All right.
Do
not jam it in your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Happy birthday, Karloff.
Stop it.
And then, McCohen, please come. I give you a black bird charmer.
Whoa.
Here you go, my friend.
Cool.
Andreas, hey.
Yeah.
What do you say, you idiot?
Yeah, you bow or something.
Bow.
Andreas.
Bow.
Come here, I have a gift for you too.
Thank you.
I have a gift for you too, Andreas. This is the big one. Right. This is a ceramic penis.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yeah.
Booty boop boo.
And that is it. I had a joyous day.
Bob.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And then you just got drunk all day, huh?
Yeah. Smash.
Yeah. How'd you get here?
Uber.
Oh, good.
Uber.
Uber, my
friend. Uber.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, I
this
love
means
it
more than I think you know. To
what,
me.
What is
to
it?
Me.
What is it?
Well, because you don't buy me stuff.
Yeah.
And this is special.
That was one of the most expensive ones there.
How much?
$50.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw on Instagram, Bobby went to the Renaissance Fair. First time ever.
Yes.
First time, last time, first time, first time.
I'm going next Sunday.
You are?
Yeah, and Jules is going to come.
Are you really going?
Yeah.
You excited?
I want to go. Are there elves?
Oh my God, there's elves, there's orcs.
There's everything that you can desire.
Well, explain to us how much fun
really
you
cool.
had.
It looks
really
cool.
What?
Shut up, Fancy. Shut up. Honestly, shut up.
That was me.
Phony.
At the fair today.
You're at the fair with your friend Brittany.
Yes.
And so I'm proud that you dressed up.
Well, you can rent. See, that's where I made the mistake.
You rented?
I came like this.
Yeah.
And then I went to the store and I rented that vest.
It's a good looking vest.
And I was just jamming out here in front of this. Yeah, it was. Dude, I'm telling you, dude, that was.
Did you
what
love,
a song.
You loved it.
I saw jousting. I saw a couple of plays.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very enjoyable thing.
So you'll go back.
I'm going to go back next Sunday, yeah, with Jules and Dumbfounded and Gene and also Andrea Jin.
Look at that. You look good.
And we're going to dress as, and I'm going to get your dress as peasants, but Asian peasants. So my fantasy is this.
Wait, that's not Asian peasants, whatever you did before?
No, that wasn't Asian peasants.
Who is that? Yeah, who's that woman?
That's Brittany, the girl I was with.
Carlos, stop creeping.
Yeah, stop creeping.
Carlos, stop creeping, dude.
I'm like a kid.
Don't. Okay. So, I'm going to dress
like, as a bird.
Okay. Okay. You want to communicate? Yeah. Dude.
Okay.
That's a connection, dude.
I heard.
We'll always experience for the rest of our lives. So what I'm going to say to you is that we're dressed as, you know what I mean, Japanese rice farmers from the 17th century, and our little canoe got lost. Mm-hmm. And we ended up in the shores of this English countryside.
Yeah.
And we end up at the Renaissance Fair, and we'll have samurai swords. And I'm going to wear the little rice paddy hats, and we're going to get you like a dress, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, unless you want to dress, how would you like to dress?
Like the elves.
Okay.
Kind of dress like
but
an elf
the
right
Philippines,
now.
The Philippines don't have elves. I mean.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
those are called crickets. Those are Filipino crickets, dude. They're not elves.
What does it say in your sweater?
Is that a Filipino cricket or elf?
Piglet.
That's a piglet.
What's been going on with you, Jules?
Do you always get drunk on Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
For Jesus.
Yeah?
Nice try, Jews. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. This is the Andrew I like.
We got you, Jews.
So did you go egg hunting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what's in those little eggs, huh?
A little bit of money.
Really?
Chocolate.
Yeah, you
money.
And your buddies, huh? Charlie Day, Jason Bateman.
Why did you bring, Jennifer you bring these names up? Aren't relevant at all.
Yeah, dude. Hollywood. And so, happy
so who
Easter
did I go egg hunting with?
I have no idea. Your fancy friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Allison Janney.
And yeah, of course. Bradley Whitford. The whole cast of West Wing.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Whitford. The whole.
And John Hamm. John Hamm and I had lunch today.
Really? Are you being real?
No, fuckhead.
Do you know John?
No.
Oh, I met him once.
You do?
Yeah, one time I met him.
Do, 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 do. Time out.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you still mad at Carlos or no? Because I feel like there was a lot of tension from last week.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm still there.
I'm a forgiving man, and I bought him.
You really are.
It was really hard to buy him a wand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I pondered over it for like an hour looking at it.
Be honest.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went, you know what? He deserves a wand.
He does.
Yes.
Thanks, Bob.
So, you know, when Voldemort or the Jews attack. Yeah.
Good boy.
Maybe I regret getting that from McCone, but he's going hog wild with it. But it is a beautiful thing. If you ever, would you ever go?
No.
You should go with us, Ituan.
Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. Why wouldn't you go, though? It's so, I laughed the whole time.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Will you come to an NBA game?
Yeah.
No, you won't.
I will.
You won't.
If you get me tickets.
Would you come to an Dodger game? Will you sit in a Dodger game?
I'll go
4 hours?
I'll go with you.
No, you won't.
Yes, if you.
You know you won't. I've offered you before.
I'll sign a contract going, I will go if you go to a Renaissance Fair.
Carlos,
can I
get some help? For real. I've offered you to come to. You don't want to come.
You've never offered me. Have you ever?
That's
heard
not true.
Have you ever heard him offer me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Andreas.
Yes.
No,
yes.
He has for the Lakers. Actually.
Yes, I have. I've,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come. You won't go to a Lakers.
I love it. If I'm sitting next to fucking Jack Nicholson, I'll do it.
He's dead. No, but seriously, you won't come to an NBA game.
I will go. That's what it is.
That's an
look
NBA
at the women.
Game. That's your NBA.
Yeah. But I laughed so hard. Like, you know, there was a play. I can't get into it because I'm going to get in trouble. No,
come on, please.
Well, years ago, I was on a game show, and it was with Rob Gronkowski in that game show called Game On.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Right. And there was like.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. Anyway,
bad TV.
So I did a joke, and the
Happy Easter.
The producers came up to me and they go, "We have to cut that out." I go, "Why?"
What did you say?
He goes, "It was racist."
What did you say?
I said there was a thing about Renaissance fairs, and what's one thing about the Renaissance fair? And I go, "There's no black people." Uh-huh. And then they came up to me and go, "Cut! You can't
fact.
Say that."
Literal fact.
When I went there, I saw three.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, but these three though, special kind. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Oh wait. Yeah, look who we see on the fourth picture in. Look who we see. What? My boy, my dog.
Yeah, it's my dog, dude.
James,
did you finish it?
Yes. Yes.
Stop. Yeah.
And there's a fire that's bothering you,
dude. I love him.
Stop.
I love
you
him.
You can't do that.
I just did it.
I know, but you can't do it.
It was great.
Yes.
Yes.
I'll do it. Is the fire bothering you?
Mom. Dad.
This guy is so fucking James.
Dude, he's the biggest dick.
What? He's the coolest guy in the show.
I'm the coolest guy. I'm so sorry.
James?
I just imagined.
James is the man.
But is he better than Connor?
Connor and James are head to head.
Yeah.
For me, they're head to head.
Yeah. Now.
Here's Connor. Ready?
Yeah.
She's coming. Oh.
I love that he pauses words.
Did you see the last episode?
Shh.
Did you?
Yeah.
Were you mad at me?
No, because it was still hot.
What a beautiful, you know what?
Hot makeup.
Now we can talk about it.
Now you can. Well, for the fans, it's too late now. You had to watch.
But I,
Georgie.
When I kiss somebody, I want to be like them.
Yeah.
Where it's like.
They want you to be
the magic.
Them.
You know what I mean? The magic, the spark, you know? And that's what I'm waiting for.
Well, Abby has been making out. Remember, do you remember we ran into Abby at the airport? Remember this?
Dude, that was so funny.
We were going to Boston. Where were we going? Boston?
We were going somewhere and Abby and his...
Do you guys remember this? Who was with us?
No, Abby and her mom was there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know. I think I started the conversation with
you
them
did.
First.
There she is. There's Abby.
And she was so Wood. Sweet.
The what?
Wood.
Wood?
Wood. I would. Abby.
Carlos.
I really got it.
By the way, when he says something perverse, we always go, it's really low.
Yeah.
She's the shit. Carlos, shut up.
What would you do first, Carlos?
Put on a Disney Plus.
That's good.
Yeah. Smart.
That's good.
Smart.
Right? You know what I'd do? Get her some dolphin stickers.
Love.
Put some around the room.
Love.
And she'll go, yay, or whatever. You know what I mean? And then what else?
That's good.
Yeah.
Jules.
Do you watch that show?
No.
You don't see Love on the Spectrum? You don't watch that?
No.
What are you watching right now? White Lotus?
No, she didn't watch that.
The Last of Us.
Is there Love on the Spectrum in the Philippines? Imagine them.
Well, I see.
Yeah. They're drowning
like
in a
poo.
You want to climb the tree? You want to climb this tree?
I'm kidding. So I don't like Last of Us because of the mushroom zombies.
But that's the most realistic thing.
Mushroom zombies?
Cordyceps, they do that.
Yeah.
That
is the most real.
Well, I do have an itchy foot. Is that from that?
You are my
fungi.
You're my mushroom zombie.
Yeah. I got rid of my fungi through the machines.
By the way, your
they
nose
sell on TikTok.
Double piercing. That's right. It's looking good. Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I just think you're not part of us anymore. You left us.
Give her what you miss about her.
Well, here's the deal. I love Jules. We started the show with Jules. And then every time I see her, I'm like, oh, she's not ours anymore.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
Yeah.
Don't play dumb with me, pal.
Did she?
You disappeared. You became a star on other shows. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I live with her. I don't.
Am I wrong?
Her. Yeah, I'm not. You're not wrong.
You don't even take care of his house well.
She abandons the dog sometimes. No.
Too famous.
No, I don't.
Today, you walked him at noon. It's 6 o'clock, and now you're coming home.
That's fine.
Where were you?
Hanging out with friends.
No, dog.
Oh, dude.
Where were you?
Hanging out with friends.
You have no friends.
Yeah.
What? That's you true. Have no friends.
Dude.
Thank you.
I went to the
beach. You went to 15 milk tea shops. That's what you did. Yeah, you do something weird like that, and the dogs need to get walked.
And why?
And they cry at night.
But they're not being walked because of you.
Yeah.
Because you're negligent.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Oh my God.
What a mess, huh?
Did you ask for the jarhead at the fucking the hair plant place?
I did.
Yeah, yeah. It's a weird. Can I get the jarhead from, you know?
Wait.
Full Metal Jacket.
A few more
I want
months.
The haircut from Full Metal Jacket.
Fans.
Yeah, fans. What is it? It doesn't look good.
You have to wait.
Yeah, you have to wait.
Okay.
That's you.
That's you, dude. Yeah, yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know what I've been told.
That's you, dude. My God. And are you mad that your people aren't in the new Star Wars?
Yeah, what the... crazy.
What do you mean?
They just put porgs in there.
Yeah, porgy.
Porg it out. You... And with the militant... They could be militant porgs, right? With guns.
Hi!
Hi!
Fuck!
Chewbacca can't eat us! Right? That's you, dude.
You look good, fam.
Yeah, you look really
thank
good.
You, thank
yeah.
You.
Let's go back to the vicar.
Can you, when you look at your penis, is it translucent? It seems like it is. Okay. You know what's rude? Put it in your pocket. Don't put it there.
Pervert.
Yeah, you're gonna take your wand home, right?
Jules, of course. What's been going on with Jules?
Well, you keep asking that, dude.
Because she's not around anymore.
I know.
She left us, guys.
I didn't leave you guys.
Did she leave us?
She's graduating.
No, look at the booth. Did she leave us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
She's graduating from college in 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? She started this show when she was in high school.
I know.
Yeah.
Senior in high school.
I know.
But I didn't leave you guys.
Yes, you did. Don't.
I didn't. Trash Tuesday and Tiger Belly asked me. Not you guys.
Fans at home. Did she leave us? Comment down below.
Yeah, comment down below.
You know you did.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't.
Who gave you the most fun opportunities?
So
us.
Funny.
And she doesn't take them.
Nah, yeah.
Come down to Long Beach.
Doesn't.
Get appreciated.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's fine.
Yeah.
And now you're single. She's a hot shot. She's got money. Does whatever she wants. Single. It's.
You know what's so funny about you, too?
Give it
you
to
claim
her.
You don't have a lot of money, but I have a lot of Amazon packages for
a
you.
A lot.
Every
because
day.
I need underwear.
No, that's not. That's nobody's not. Ordering
and
underwear.
Hangers.
Go to Ross.
I need underwear and hangers. God.
See, people like you. This
people are like ungrateful.
Ungrateful. Ungrateful people.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people like
what has Tito Bobby done for you?
Exactly.
Literally everything. And here you are ordering underwear off of Amazon. Do 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 do. Disgusting.
Heavy metal fucking.
Dun 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 dun.
What have you done? I don't know. I don't know. What have you done for me?
Move away.
Let's move
Can
away.
I tell you something?
What? Fuck
when
you.
When you posted that photo of you at the Renaissance Fair,
yeah.
I literally said, I go, he looks happier than I've seen him in years.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Put up the photo. I'm not kidding. I saw that photo today.
Which one? With me and Britt or just me dancing?
You and Britt, dude. Oh, yeah. I was like, you guys, you look so stoked. You know why?
She's just my friend. You know that.
I know, yeah, dude, yeah. But I'm just saying, you know why?
Why?
So pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty, very, very pretty.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because you're having, I can tell right there, you're goofing. You're having fun. And you're goofing. I said, oh man, he's goofing. He's having a good time. And I guarantee you, you got recognized a lot and you were mm-hmm. jamming and having a good day.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
Carlos.
I had two fairies.
Am I right?
I had two fairies, two executioners.
Who'd you get recognized?
The king.
A king recognized you.
Wow. Another one. This is a funny one, dude. A man. So he was holding something on a leash.
Mm.
And there was like a man with no shirt on, black leather pants. I don't know what he was. He was holding something on a leash. And I go, well, that's... And I followed the leash down. Mm. And there was another man as like a dog or something.
Sure.
Just crawling on the ground like that.
Sure.
Yeah. So you have that too.
What do you mean? That's just, what do you mean?
His and the story. Dog, the dog human recognizes you. Went, my friend.
She said that friend.
Yeah.
My friend.
I like my friend. Yeah. So that was nice.
That's a real thing there, by the way. You do see like people on leashes, huh?
There's a lot of weird things there. A lot of trans, which I support. I do.
I know, but.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a couple of times I went, milady. And he goes, he lady.
me sir.
Yeah.
Me sir.
Yeah. So, you know, that was one of those situations.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're guessing.
I was gathering information.
You're gathering information as you
It's go. A long walk. It's a lot of walking.
What, Orange County? Where was this?
It's in Pasadena.
Gotta be.
It was long, but it just goes on forever. And then it's like, I ate crepes. Yeah, okay.
You like sweet or savory crepes?
Sweet.
Nutella?
Yeah.
Love.
With strawberry.
You like Pinkberry or Yogurtland?
I hate Pinkberry so much, it's unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
It's a fake place.
I know. It's not a fake place.
It's dog shit.
Yeah.
Give me ice cream. Frozen yogurt is a lie. Am I right, guys? It's a lie.
It's not a lie.
It's a lie. Tell me this. Pinkberry can't compete with Salt and Straw, McConnell's, Van Leeuwen. It doesn't even come close.
It's a cleaner taste, though.
But it doesn't satisfy you.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
With a chocolate malt crunch?
The fuck it does.
Dude, chocolate
ice crunch cream is better than frozen yogurt every day of the week. Everyone knows. Ice cream. Cash App. Oh, you owe me money. You know that.
I know. And you know what? I sent it to you on Cash App.
You have to send it to me on Cash App because Cash
did.
App
is
a safe, easy, and fast way to send, receive, and transfer money to family and friends. Bobby and I are both a family and friends. It's so easy to get started. Just enter your phone number, email. No bank account needed at all. And your my money showed up right away.
No waiting around for days now, man. It's your money. You shouldn't have to wait.
Cash App has your back. If you're about to send money to a sketchy account, a scam warning pops up. Do you feel way more relaxed knowing Cash App has your back? Because you should. It does. And by the way, I got scammed on one of these money transfer things. I'm not going to tell you which one, but somebody was using my money to rent boats in Florida and go fishing.
That was me, dude.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really good yellowfin.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love using Cash App because it's fast, it's safe, and it makes life way less stressful, all right? So from now on, all you got to use is Cash App. It's the best. For a limited time only, new Cash App users can use our exclusive code to earn some additional cash for real. No catch.
Just download Cash App, use your code BADFRIENDS. When you sign up, send $5 to a friend within 14 days, and you'll get $10 dropped right into your account. That's money.
That's Cash App.
Display. Display is a one-of-a-kind metal poster designed to capture your unique passions.
Display created a 21st century canvas that's sturdy, magnet mountain, and durable enough to withstand a lifetime of intense staring. Look at these beautiful posters right here, and listen. Listen how that is, huh?
Oh, it's like thunder.
It's magnet mounted. No holes in your wall. None of that nonsense.
They sound effects,
too. Yeah. Ooh. When we were kids, you used to have to thumbtack them to the wall or tape them, and then you ruined your mom and dad's wall or slam a nail in the wall. Not anymore. Now with this plate, it's easy, safe magnet mounted system. It takes 20 seconds. No need to drill holes. Stick a protective leaf, place a magnet, put the display on your wall. It's that easy.
Well, they used to deteriorate.
Yeah, they used to fade.
They don't deteriorate anymore.
In the sun. These aren't going to fade in the sun ever again. It's high quality. They got over 2 million designs available, whether it's Disney, Marvel, DC, Warhammer, your favorite anime shows and movies, including Bad Friends official designs.
Yeah. Celebrate 12 years of these sleek metal posters with the biggest sale of the year. Shop millions of designs and enjoy birthday surprises with every order, including a set of stickers and a gift card.
On top of that, use code BADFRIENDS or click the link in the description to get the biggest discount of this year. 1-2 displates is 33% off. 3 displates is 30%. 37% off, 4 or more displates is 42% off. Happy birthday, Displate!
Aber was ich noch erzählen wollte, meine Nichte kämpft sich ja ganz schön durchs Studium. Semesterbeitrag, Laptop, Bücher, Software, Handy, Internet. Ey, so ein Master ist echt teuer.
Ach, sag ihr, sie kann sich das zurückholen.
Ja, du meinst von der Steuer absetzen, ne? Aber sie verdient ja nicht.
Egal, Zauberwort Verlustvortrag. Macht sie ganz einfach mit Wieso Steuer. Und wenn sie dann arbeitet, heißt es Katsching.
Das geht?
Safe, Wieso Steuer.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück.
Jetzt kostenlos ausprobieren.
Ice cream is so much better than frozen yogurt. Yeah. Everyone in here knows. Please, somebody, please.
Okay.
Pinkberry is dog shit.
Are you lactose?
Huh?
Are you lactose?
No, I'm Christian.
Yeah, okay, I'm lactose.
I know.
But I'm converting to Christian.
You're the first Korean Jew that I've ever met.
I know, dude.
My tummy hurts. No, dude, you can't have ice cream.
I know.
When we go out, no, you just take a lactate or whatever.
I like a lactate. I like a lactate.
Can you have lactose?
I don't, but I still eat it.
Yeah.
Your stomach gets upset? Man. What it's like to be Jewish in South Korea.
Let's zoom in.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. They are there. Wow.
Not one of those people is South Korean.
Yeah. Look at the one in the hat right there. That's like a Korean Jew. Right there. Korean Jew.
I can't wait to leave.
Yeah.
Look at your little wand, by the way.
Do you like your wand?
It's so nice.
Do 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 do. What are you texting?
Nothing.
You're on your shit. Here's the deal about Bob. When he falls in love with somebody or falls in crush, whatever, He's on his phone the whole time.
That's crazy.
You have another crush?
Hard. Hard. You love, you like this person a lot.
No, let me do my own.
Oh, sorry. Dating addiction.
Maybe cut that out.
Carlos thinks you have,
that felt weird. It didn't hit.
Carlos thinks you have a dating addiction.
Well, you know, I've been looking up limerence.
Limericks from Ireland?
No, limerence.
And I would love you so very much. What is it?
Limerence is an infatuation with somebody that's bordering on unhealthy.
Do you think that's what you have?
I don't know. So I'm being mindful about how I behave. You know, why can't I deserve love?
That's, you know what I mean? That's what we're saying.
No, we're not saying.
No, we're literally saying, I want you to be happy. Am I wrong?
I think you're a sabotager.
Why?
I don't know, man.
How?
Would you ever hook me up with a friend of yours?
Yeah. And can I tell you something? Every time you date someone or starts talking to someone, I do something. What do you think I do?
A prayer.
And I'm going to say this to the fans right now.
Yeah.
What do you think I really do?
A prayer.
No.
What do you do?
Every time you date somebody, I look into their profile. And what's the first thing you think I do, Carlos? What do you think I do with their profile?
Let me guess. You jerk off.
Uh-uh. Okay. Carlos, what do you think I do?
I think you look at the stories.
I see if... go ahead, McCone.
If she's following a bunch of other comics.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Thank you, McCone.
Okay.
I go, how many comics is she following? And then I also see, has she DM'd anyone we know?
Mm.
And the current woman that you're having a good time with, goose egg. That means she's a good one. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
She's not following a lot of comics.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been DMing comics.
Yeah.
That means she's legit. She's
not a chuckle fucker.
Well, no, she likes Bobby Lee. Instead of liking the world of Bobby Lee, she likes Bobby Lee. And that to me, as the booth knows, is the most important. Have I not supported you? Seriously?
Enough of that. I think people are going to get dry. It's going to drive people crazy. Yeah.
No, but am I being serious?
Yes.
When I see she's following other comics, blah, blah.
And let me tell you something. I looked into golf. And when I see a golf ball, right, I look at it different because of you.
What do you do? Sorry.
That's what happens. It never arrives to me. It drifts away from me like
here,
you do.
I'll get it. We got one. Right. I got a kid that'll get it.
Yeah.
Good girl. Oh my God. Oh my
nerd.
God.
You mean?
Dude. King dork.
And don't get offended by this, if I may.
Go ahead.
Right? But this look, this the texture of the ball is kind of like your face.
Go on. Go on.
Well, I think if you were younger, maybe you had some acne.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I'm feeling those craters.
Oh, you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then, but the center, there's a mass in there. You know what I mean? And that's the brain.
That's my brain.
Yeah, and that's the brain. And your brain is filled.
Thank you.
Yeah, with knowledge.
Thank you.
Yeah. But this texture of the skin, though, is what I want to go back to.
Is it bad?
Not my favorite.
Yeah.
So anyway, here you go. Yeah.
I'll take that hit.
Yeah. What do I remind you of?
An ugly old 52-year-old man who's single and sad.
Wow.
That was fast.
That was fast?
And furious. Part six, I'll tell you that. Wow. Yeah.
You're the prettiest guy.
You're pretty.
Who supports you more than me? Not these fucking clowns.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I mean,
now that you're single, what are you going to do, loser?
Eat pussy.
Yeah.
Dude, are you on to girls?
I don't know, but I'll try.
That's the thing about Love on the Spectrum. The autistic kids, when they're like, I don't know if I like guys, they go right to bi curious. And
I'm autistic?
Yes.
Yeah, but the two girls in there got together.
Yeah,
and they're in love.
I'm saying Perry.
Yeah.
She likes trains, Perry.
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
So what, you're interested in chicks or no?
Yeah, anything.
No, you're open.
Mm.
But what do you? You're leaning towards girls now.
No, just both.
Okay.
But I want to try BBC too.
Huh?
What?
Big black cock?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Well, attention all BBCs. Beep, 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 boop, beep, 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 beep. Yeah, yeah. There it is. That's
Wow.
Send in your, don't send in your penis. That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
Send in your, what?
I mean, a video.
No,
because they'll do penis.
Like measurements.
No.
Rudy. No, your credit rating.
Yes.
Your credit rating.
Send him what kind of car you drive. You drive a Challenger or a Charger at carlosinthebooth@gmail.com. Let's see if you can get some chocolate love down here to Cinnamon Central.
So when we're at the Renaissance Fair, right, we ran into a couple of little Asian girls. They're in their 30s, but they're like smaller.
Forever girls.
And we were eating and stuff like that. And then my friend goes, yeah, they're going, yeah.
Yum, yum. Look at that. There's Brad Williams.
Yeah. Stop, dude. And then they look like, you know, librarians or whatever. Or, you know what I mean? Or they were like dental assistants.
Dental assistants. Yeah.
And then my friend goes, oh, they're the two biggest OnlyFans. So then I immediately go, what's their OnlyFans?
What do you mean? There's two little people?
No, they're not dwarves, but they're just smaller Asians that look cute and look like this engineers.
They're famous OnlyFans.
Yeah. And so then I frantically, you know what I mean? They're in Fort Cross people trying to get their OnlyFans put.
What are they? What's their name?
Right? I'm not going to say, but my point is that.
Please.
And ooh la la, it was nice. You never can tell. That's my thing.
Are you going to do apps now? You never did the apps.
Like Tinder?
Oh, like, no.
Hinge, Tinder, Raya.
Try it.
Raya's yours, right? That's what you're on?
Yeah. You can get it probably right, but I don't like the guys on Raya. So go get on, you know, because Ben Affleck.
Does your generation not do the apps?
They do, but all the guys there just want to fuck.
Yeah.
I think you're asexual. Is that what it is?
No, but I mean, like, isn't that what all the apps are? Am I crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fancy.
That's
why
I don't want to.
You
be
don't
there.
Know. Fancy, you have
she's
no.
Looking for love.
Yeah.
You were never on the apps, right? You met your wife in where?
At a bar.
What bar?
The Dodgers bar.
The Dodgers bar? Do you mean the shortstop?
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
You met your wife at the shortstop on Sunset?
Uh-huh.
When you go in for
Joel, shut up. Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
But you're the one that's drunk.
I know.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, I'm drunk on Easter, and let me tell you something. I'm hurt.
Oh, let's hear it.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Tell us your hurt.
Why?
Pain.
Because Jules was our...
Oh, my God.
She was one of the pillars of this show.
Uh-huh.
And she went away. And she doesn't give a fuck about us anymore.
Dude, you're a fucking asshole right now, dude.
You don't care about us anymore.
I do.
No, you don't.
I swear.
No, you clean up the dog poop and you don't care.
You know, your behavior last night was uncalled for.
But I do.
We were doing a show at the Ice House. Usually we switch, but you told me to close. And then you're like, oh, I don't.
Everybody wants the king to close. Am I right?
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, I have nothing. And then he goes up there and he destroys.
No.
With crowd work.
No.
And I got buried both shows.
I was Rife in it.
Yeah.
It was Matt Rife in it.
Yeah.
My guy, Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew
came and saw us. He diagnosed us.
Yeah, yeah.
He gave us a breakdown. This motherfucker can diagnose you live.
Yeah. He's a good guy, though.
I got to tell you, Bob
is
ready to film.
I'm not ready to film.
Yes, you are. Bobby's hour is so funny, and I've seen it. For 2 years, we were on the road.
Okay.
And now he's been doing his thing, and I'm not kidding. You're so ready. It's crazy. It's so funny. It's funny to watch someone do it. No, I'm not kidding.
Still not done, man.
No, he's...
Yeah, I needed another 20, and I'm good.
He's ready to rock.
Another 20.
It's actually,
but
really
it's going to be. It's
and we were there with Kevin Nealon last night. Nealon, one of the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
who's so
he's a liar.
Passively,
he's a liar.
What'd he do?
He does. Hey, Kevin, did you go up? Well, he goes, yeah, I did.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah, not yet.
He's like, you can't get anything truthful from him.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you bring a date to the Ice House? Because you bring dates to the store.
I think it's, you know what,
home territory.
I
is
used
different,
to
though.
This new
that's a
this
home
new
date.
Ice House.
Yeah,
I hated it at first.
Why?
I think they treated me poorly.
Really?
Yeah, and then I complained about it on, I think, this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then Johnny Buss called me.
And said, dude.
He goes, give us another chance.
You did.
And then they switched it up, and they treat all of us better now.
100%.
Yeah. And now it's nice to go.
You feel better when you go down there?
I like the rooms.
I love them.
Yeah.
I will say, I miss the old Ice House. For people that don't know, it was all Mexican.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah, I love Mexicans.
Orale. Yeah. I love Mexicans. Yeah. And it was more Mexican. It's still some, but I liked when it was all Mexican.
Yeah.
I love Mexicans.
Yeah.
They're just great people. They're just, I don't know. It's different now. Am I wrong? Please. Come on.
Yeah, Mexicans.
No, no. The room now. Oh, you don't like Mexicans?
I love them. I love them.
No, no. Seriously, you don't like them?
I love them a lot.
Why?
Yeah. Just a couple of Mexicans today, they had very yellow teeth. But that was just an observation.
Really?
Because next to the Renaissance Fair is a park, and it's Easter, right? Mm. So, you know, you got a guy, you know what I mean? You know, wearing like a, he's got a mini moped, and he's got like a Spider-Man hat on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, puto, get out of the way. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's Lover, like, puto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And there's all those, you want to go, you go from the Renaissance Fair to like, you know, people, you know, with real knives, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? And like, hey, fuck, you know what I mean? It was like a completely different, like, if there was a war, they would win.
Oh, sure.
Between the Renaissance
For
Fair.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They would totally win. But, you know, yeah, it's good. I love it.
Where was the Renaissance Fair?
In Pasadena.
But by the bowl or something?
No, it's like far. It was a little farther than Pasadena, actually. But
what are
it was
we talking? Where is that? No, Carlos, don't
start. See, it's that whole green thing.
Irwindale.
See that whole green thing right there?
Way past.
Can you zoom in?
Buddy, that's so far
where
past.
The lake is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exact, because the
that's
lake is a part
Pasadena,
of it.
That's not Pasadena, dude. Zoom out. That's fucking, what is that called?
It's by a zoo.
Irwindale. That's so far away.
It's pretty far, yeah.
It's Pasadena.
Yeah, Pasadena is 20 miles west. So, were you well received?
What do you mean, dude?
Were people excited to see Bobby Lee at the Renaissance Fair? You know, dude.
It's funny when
Macone, please.
When I was with my group, no one really said anything. But I did
up,
voyages
dude.
On my own, and yeah. That's when it started happening.
So do you broke off from the group?
I had to break off from the group to do my little shopping.
Do you have to talk to people about it? Do they have to say, "Let's before we dismantle, we must organize"? It feels like they're plotting for war every time they're there.
No, yeah. Well, no, they go, we'll go where the, you know what I mean, the mini cows are. Meet us back there.
Mini cows?
There's a petting zoo.
Calves?
Little calves, yeah.
Really? Did you pet?
I sure did.
You did?
Yeah.
Are there games?
Yeah, so there's axe throwing, spear throwing, bow and arrow, right? With, you know what I mean? I didn't do any of those activities.
You didn't want to try one of them?
No.
If
because
there
I
was
saw my
one.
Group do the spears, and they were just so bad.
Your group.
And I was ripping on them. I go, oh, my God. What do you have, carpal tunnel? I was just, like, making fun of them.
If you could do one, what would you do?
Bow and arrow, I think, because Koreans are good at that.
Are they?
Oh, win the gold
guy,
every time.
The guy from the Olympics.
And women.
Really?
Yeah. We win every time in the Olympics.
Let me see you pose. That's a bow and arrow if I've ever seen
No,
one.
I'm not done. Dude.
No, it looks good.
Yeah.
Oh. Target the pointer. Oh, go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
There it is. That's the South Korean moment. She won the gold in
amazing.
The Olympics, right?
Amazing. These
What's
people.
Her name?
Third gold medal. An San Won.
An San Won. That's her third gold medal.
An San.
Damn, dude. That's got to be so gangster.
I mean, have you ever seen the Splash Brothers?
Steph Curry.
No, they're Filipino guys diving, and they're trying to qualify for something.
Oh, and they can't. I've seen them.
I mean.
Play it. But this guy's my guy.
The guy, the fourth one.
Yeah. Well, it's all of them, really. Dan Emerson. Okay. Good takeoff. Not going to make it. Oh, my God. By the way.
The second guy's worse.
When they pause it. Bleh. Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Look at his form.
Look at his form. Right on his back. That's pretty good. No high five.
Why would you
no
high five?
No high five. All right. If he high five, I would move my hand.
All right. How about this? John David.
Oh, Paiolo. He's
how do you
do
say
it.
That?
He's going to do it. Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Paiolo.
Here we go.
Paiolo.
Let's see if this guy.
John David Paiolo.
Try not to laugh, guys.
Just thinking about his nurse gig right after this. Oh, no. Yes, sir. Jesus
Christ. He does this, but he lands on his feet. It's incredible.
I mean, he's like talking in pain. Look at his face. Oh, my God. How are they so bad? How are they?
You're surrounded by water. The Philippines are surrounded by water. You have cliffs. How are they that bad?
I don't
no!
Yeah, they're bad. Look at his face, dude.
Look at that.
He took a shit midair, dude. Look at him. Oh my god. Look at him. His whole life flushing before him.
Delete me. Delete me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everyone vulnerable. I feel vulnerable, don't you?
Yeah, my personal information is my personal information. But I don't like
that's
it.
That's why
out
it's
there.
Personal, pal.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, more and more online partisans and nefarious actors will find this data and use it to target political rivals, civil servants, and even outspoken citizens posting their opinions online. I got to tell you, bots are out there, scammers are out there, people calling you from other parts of the world asking you to save a princess, which I donated money to. I shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
But now with Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy for the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited.
Take control of your data, folks, and keep your private life private by signing up to Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners.
Today, you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan by texting BAD FRIENDS to 64000. The only way to get 20% off is to text BAD FRIENDS to 64000.
That's BAD FRIENDS to 64000. Message and data rates may apply.
A lot of Filipinos don't know how to swim.
Why?
Why?
Because they don't go to
No, but seriously, why
It's an
though?
Island.
It's an island.
Well, some...
Islands. It's a chain of
it's
islands.
It's a chain of islands.
Some Filipinos...
It's not Nebraska.
Some Filipinos don't want to get dark. They don't bother going to the
in the
ocean.
Sun.
Yeah.
In the sun, right. I see.
Yeah.
Okay, but
did you ever use sunscreen as a kid? No. That was not a thing.
No.
That's our thing. That's my thing.
But they won gold in weightlifting.
Oh, weightlifting.
Yeah, yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, female weightlifting. And then I think Duterte bought her like a mansion or something.
Yeah.
So here you are, Jules.
Mm-hmm.
Young, single, successful, fresh out of college. What's the next move for you?
Citizenship.
Yeah.
It's him on the cart.
It's incredible.
We should buy that. Just for that.
Yeah.
Can we scrounge all our money together to do that? Look at how sick that looks. You got the gold card.
Do you really want to be a citizen here? Don't you like leaving?
She wants to live here forever.
I like staying here, but I don't get why it's so hard to stay here.
What do you
mean? It's the best country in the world.
We get it, man. You're from Texas.
We get it, dude.
What is it?
Because in the Philippines, there's so many white people, white old people, that just stays there for a long time. But then here, I can't stay for a long time.
Right.
Right. It's unfair.
It's unfair.
Yeah.
So the whites get to come and do whatever they want, and you can't come here and do whatever you want. Right.
Yeah.
Well, what's the Philippines' main export?
Coconut.
Right. Some other
fruit. The Philippines may export electronic products, particularly integrated circuits, semiconductors.
Okay.
Okay. And coconut oil.
Coconut oil.
Copper, nickel, gold.
Yeah. Office machine parts. That's great.
Yeah. Printers. You want to print something?
Oh, yeah. So I'll probably
do you have
outside companies. Set up factories there, right?
For sure. And, For sure. So what's gonna happen to you now that you're single? Are you gonna move back? Because you can't stay here. We don't want you here.
No, I want to stay here.
No, not with Trump. You can't. Guys, tell her. You can't stay.
You need to join OnlyFans to survive.
No, shut the fuck up, man.
Carlos, you're a pig.
You're a pig, dude.
Kill it.
She's our daughter.
Okay.
Is there a way to like prove that like I'm okay? I'm an okay Filipino.
Yeah, I mean, there is ways
there's
to do
it. There's a test, isn't there?
Yeah, there's an okay Filipino test, and we have it memorized. Andrew and I have it memorized.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, how fast can you climb a tree?
Like, really fast.
Like, okay, all right.
Like,
a 20-foot tree, right? A palm tree. How fast can you climb that?
Go.
Like, 2 minutes.
Oh, no, there's poop right there. What do you do with it?
You eat it.
That's right.
Right. That's right.
That's good for two.
Yeah. A dwarf with two knives are attacking you, but from the sky, a lady with two knives is attacking you. What do you do?
You stab the dwarf.
Yes. That's the right correct. Yes.
And then.
Yes.
You just say hi to the girl.
Yes. That's how you do it, dude.
Right.
Because she fell off a building.
That's right.
She was cooking something on the 15th floor and she fell off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here comes someone in the village. Hi, Broody. I'm your great, 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 great aunt. And you know me? Do you remember me? I need money. What do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. All right. It's 3 a.m. You hear a noise. You go outside, right? Ooh. And you see a half Filipino man, half wolf, right? And half chicken. All right, so
three halves.
Yeah, three halves.
Everybody has three halves,
right? What do you do?
You kill it and you roast it and you eat it.
Yeah.
Oh.
What else do you do?
And
you fuck it.
You fuck the human part.
Oh yeah,
that's very good. You eat the fucking chicken and the fucking wolf part.
Pretty easy.
Very easy. Uh-huh. If you have a baby, right? It is a wolf baby.
That's a wolf baby.
Yeah, yeah, with hair on the face. You know, like Barnum and Bailey. You know,
what
are those?
What a
right?
circus.
What? It's a circus.
What a
right?
circus.
What do you do?
You eat it because it's an animal?
No, no, that's your kid. No, that's wrong.
Right, no. Praying mantises do that.
No. Propecia.
What is that?
You give it a hair medication.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. It helps hair grow, right? Mm-hmm. Fuck, I got it wrong. I think, yeah.
So do you want to, I'm being genuine, do you want to get back on into the dating scene or no?
Not right now.
The wounds are too fresh.
Yeah.
But when you do get back out, you want to only date women, huh?
Not only, but...
What kind of woman do you want, though? Do you want like a girly girl or like a
girly girl.
Girly girl.
Mm.
Right. Like who's your crush?
My crush?
Like what female famous person is your crush?
Girl crush?
Is it like a girly girl? So it's got to be like, is it like a Margot Robbie?
No. Like the girl from The Last of Us that plays Dina.
Who's that?
Look that up.
She's so pretty.
Isabella Merced.
Shut up, fancy with the bullshit, with the fucking accent. Isabella Merced.
Like she's so pretty. Yeah.
She is. But yeah. Is that your style? That's your type? That's what you're looking for?
I think so.
Not white.
Not white.
All right, fans. We get it.
Yeah, you have a particular fear of the white.
Yeah, what is your fear of the white?
You have the fear of the white. What is it?
Well, I tried white dick, and I told you guys that was too translucent for me.
Yeah, like, I understand. You don't want to see everything in there, right?
Right.
You don't see all the veins,
yeah.
And how the inner workings
work. You don't want to see how the sausage is made. Yeah. Just want to see the sausage. Yeah,
you just want to cover it. You know?
So now, with women... Your favorite kind of woman is like that.
Yeah.
Tan, small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All the
time. Now, let me ask you something. Are you still buzzed?
Oh, yeah. I'm buzzing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carlos. Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Thanks, y'all.
How old are you, Carlos?
38.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's in there? Is that a sweet green salad?
Yeah, the basic salad.
Damn, dude.
Tomatoes.
That's so great. Fucking sad.
So sad.
That's your kale. Cake?
Oh, I mean,
kale?
On my actual birthday was sadder. I played the Indiana Jones game and just hung out with my dog.
Who texted you on your birthday?
You and Bob.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
Did he?
He really did.
I really did.
Did anybody else?
McCone called me this morning.
Did Fancy?
Fancy didn't.
Interesting, dude.
Fancy texted me and said, is Carlos's birthday today? I said, it was yesterday.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead, wow. Fuckhead.
I knew it was around 4:20.
What do you mean you knew it was around?
His favorite holiday.
So you didn't know his birthday and you just didn't wish him happy birthday?
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
You have anything to say for yourself?
Yeah.
This is a crew. This is a crew.
I know.
Disgraced it.
Jet ski hit me up.
Mm.
Did she?
She didn't.
Nice try.
Yeah, nice try.
All about herself.
Belated happy birthday.
Thanks.
Oh, fuck off. That doesn't count.
Doesn't count. So we're playing London. Who's going?
Who didn't text you for your birthday that hurt you the most? For real. Like, who didn't acknowledge your birthday that actually bothered you?
Oh,
for real? Yeah, because as we get older, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
As we get older, what are you on, Facebook?
Because all the restaurants are closed. I'm hungry, so I'm ordering it to get delivered to my house.
You're waiting till now? We had all night to order food. Literally all night. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9:30.
Yeah, but after this podcast, I'm going to go straight home. It'll be ready for me.
Okay.
What's your problem, dude? Continue with your fucking...
You're my problem, bud.
No, bud. And that's a strong word right now, bud. We're not at bud level. I mean, you're acting a little silly right now, dude.
Carlos.
Yeah.
Who didn't text you that bothered you the most?
Probably exes. Like, my ex-wife didn't hit me up.
Why would she? Why would your ex-wife hit you up?
Yeah, just to acknowledge it. And then the girl I dated after who had a boyfriend, she didn't hit me up either because she's engaged now.
Well, yeah, bud.
And then the other girl also didn't.
Yeah, dude, outside of exes, because that women, that's tough.
Any girl texted you?
Yeah, a couple of girls hit me up.
See?
Hanny? Yeah, she's
Who's
hot.
Hanny? Who's Hanny?
Hanny from Miami.
What guy, what buddy, that what guy friend that you're friend, close with didn't hit you on your birthday that bothers you?
I think the real answer is Andres, but I can't really get mad at Andres. It's this weird thing.
Did Benji text you?
I brought you pizza.
Yeah, he brought me pizza.
Let me ask you something.
Did Benji text you?
Benji did not.
Was it shocking when I texted you?
Yeah, because we had just gotten in a big fight last week.
You guys fought?
Oh, man, we didn't fight for weeks.
It's been going on.
It's been going on for a while.
You never have texted me.
What?
You never texted me.
For what?
For anything.
Okay. Exactly. I text you all the time. Whenever you talk,
whenever I call Fancy,
yeah.
When he picks up, I go, "This is a bad idea."
I know. Me too.
Hey, Andrew. I'm like, "Never mind. Goodbye."
Also, there's things going on in the background. Like, where are you in a fucking airplane?
Dude,
the guy
works.
There's like sound. Like
he
like,
lives in a factory.
Like, what the fuck are you doing over there, dude?
Yeah. He lives in a factory.
Or a baby. You know, what are you doing over there, dude?
And the baby's like, do, 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 do. I got to tell you, dude, I don't buy this bullshit. You and the baby and the wife, that's not real. That's not real, dude.
It's impossible that she likes you.
Impossible.
Who, the baby or the wife?
Both. Yeah.
I think it's an impossibility.
So honestly, Carlos,
so
a few people didn't text you, and you're not, and it's okay, you don't have to call them out, but there's a few people that didn't text you that it bothers you.
Yeah, also, that same person that didn't text me is going to have a baby, and they didn't tell me, and I was...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, they don't want to tell me.
Holy shit. Mm-hmm. Does that fuck you up?
It makes me feel like I'm being separated from my friends, and I'm drifting in space.
Well, let me tell you something, and I'm being honest. Can I be real?
Let's get
can
real
I be real?
Once, yeah.
A lot of my friends have kids. There's a thing that happens when you don't have kids, where you're not invited, and honestly, I get it. Uh-huh. I get it.
You don't want to be invited.
Dude, shut the fuck up. honestly, shut the fuck up.
God, but did Sebastian ever invite you to his little kid things?
No, but that would never be. We're not close.
I used to go there.
We're not close like that.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, friends of mine outside of the business, they have kids and they feel weird not inviting us. And I understand. But there's also a moment of like today, like Easter Sunday today.
Mm.
I'll come over and do the thing.
Like, do what? Hunt?
I want to hunt
for kids. What are you doing, dude?
For eggs.
What is this, Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I'll go hunt for kids.
I'll go have an egg hunt.
Yeah.
I'm a fun guy.
Not really.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's a thing
I'll
about-
I'll do it.
I know, but in your face, your eyes crinkle, right? You do smile, but the cheeks is rage. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
You'll go like this, right?
No, but I'm a good uncle. I'm a great uncle. But it's like, I'll come over and do the egg thing. I think people feel bad about inviting us because they're like, you don't have kids. We don't invite you.
Oh, yeah.
And it feels weird. You don't get invited. Well, you don't get invited.
Or, you know what I hate too is when comics go, like, you got married? And they go, yeah, like last year. How many people went? Like 500. And I go, I've helped you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're shocked.
I'm shocked. Like, I helped your career.
I'm because, yeah, you know what I mean? It's because of
and
me.
I wouldn't go, but I want the invitation. You know what I mean? Cordially invite you, whatever it says.
Why do you want the invitation? You're never going to go.
I've gone to a couple.
Whose wedding do you go to?
Sebastian Maniscalco and Dr. Ken Jeong.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Here we go. Jazz it up.
Do you guys ever get ingrown hairs in your balls?
Can I tell you something that's crazy? This is nuts. I lotion my nuts every day now because I have eczema, you know? Like
in your ball, like balls?
Wait, check this out.
You really have eczema?
Dude, check this out. I have eczema all over my body.
Fucking dirty fucker.
No, it's not stinky. It's, yeah, it's just dry skin.
It's not good, dude. Okay. Oh my God.
Okay, dude. It's dry skin.
It's disgusting, dude. It's what fucking Jeremiah Watkins gets.
I had eczema
all over his body.
I had eczema. This is wild. I had eczema all over my body one time. Dry skin. I got eczema on my balls. And the doctor said, and the doctor was like, just fucking lotion up your balls.
Yeah, more. Dude.
But I do lotion my balls. I lotion my balls every day.
Yeah.
Now I over lotion my balls.
Yeah, I have pores on my balls that, you know what I mean?
No, I'm serious. I over lotion my balls now.
Okay.
Do you guys put lotion on your nuts? Never.
Dude,
I do
your
butthole
is so ugly.
Why?
It's just one of the ugliest buttholes I've ever seen.
Look who's talking.
Yeah, two. Part two is my favorite one.
Look who's talking, part two. Yeah. Wait, why do you ask that?
Because I just got my first ingrown, and it's like a big cyst.
Oh.
And it's so painful.
On your conchito?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Don't call that that.
What is it?
Pussy.
What
oh.
Well, you got an ingrown hair?
Yeah, it's so painful.
Gross.
Because I didn't exfoliate.
Right.
Once, like, before you shave.
Yeah. I don't want to hear about it. It's disgusting, dude. That's disgusting. Yeah. You know what?
And I was looking for advice for you guys if how to.
Okay, here's the deal. I'll tell you. Bobby could tell you.
Mm.
Bobby and I both know.
Mm-hmm.
The deal with ingrown hairs, you got to use witch hazel. Witch hazel.
Yep.
Look this up.
Yep.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Look up witch hazel. Look, for people at home, witch hazel is a great ingredient you can put on everything. It reduces inflammation, right, Los? Look it up. There it is. Yep. Tucks cooling pads with witch hazel.
This looks nice.
Yeah. It's got protects from irritation, hemorrhoids, and other problems. Tucks, man.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for being a bad friend. I mean, what the fuck?